On the show today, we have True Stage's Kevin Kummer talking about how the pandemic has made having the right insurance absolutely critical these days. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have True Stage's very own Kevin Kummer. Kevin, how are you, sir? How's it going today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Spring is right around the corner, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely. The sun's shining here, so glad to see it out.
Looks like a beautiful day in your neck of the woods, for sure. Hey, yeah. Let's talk about how the pandemic has made having the right insurance absolutely critical. Oh my gosh, is this timely or what?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I mean, it's certainly something that it's been a crazy time. And so, you know, when you think about life insurance, traditionally there's been a lot of barriers to people being interested in life insurance.
Right.
But I think, you know, when you think of those, LIMRA, which is a study group that studies the financial services industry, and Life Happens, which is a nonprofit group that is focused on educating consumers around insurance. They do regular surveys, annual surveys around life insurance. And, you know, some of the things that they've identified, you know, some of the barriers that people have related to life insurance. One is people, they think it's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, some of these surveys indicate that people probably overestimate the cost of life insurance by up to three times cases. So, yeah. So that's something that definitely, has an impact and sort of just has some people sort of self-select themselves out historically when you look at the insurance marketplace. You know, and then there's concerns about, you know, well, it's going to be complicated. I might have to go through a medical exam. I just really don't want to do that. I might not get covered. And people feel intimidated and confused by just the topic of life insurance. They aren't familiar with some of the terminology. They don't know what questions to ask. They're embarrassed that they don't know more about it. And they're worried the process might take a long time. And then finally, you know, the last thing we see as a traditional barrier anyway is people aren't comfortable talking about end of life issues. It's not an easy topic to bring up and talk about. And so that can be a barrier as well.
Do you see it as, I mean, this is just off the top of my head and you don't have to answer, but is it kind of a demographic thing? I mean, age-wise, I guess, because the younger demographics may be a lot of really uncomfortable type of stuff, but whereas the older you get, you might be more comfortable having the experience gone through those.
Yeah, I think for certain of those things, I think the end of life issues, I think you're probably absolutely right. Younger probably are a little less likely to talk about that.
Right.
But then the flip side of it is, I think, you know, the older population is concerned, I can't afford it anymore. Life insurance, you know, probably gets too expensive as I get older, or I'm not going to get covered. And so there's, you know, I think by age, you'll see different barriers, but certainly there are things that historically have stopped people from looking into life insurance.
Well, we want to bust those myths, so to speak.
Absolutely.
So,
yes. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about the pandemic here. I mean, everybody's talking about it, but anyway, so what's happened since the pandemic hit in this area? Are there any changes in behaviors around life insurance that you guys have found?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mike. So, you know, research again, you know, from LIMRA, Life Happens, suggests that there definitely have been changes. For instance, they're finding that life insurance has kind of become a top five dinner table conversation, which again, I mean, you think back to before the pandemic, you imagine sitting down around the dinner table and talking about life insurance? Not very likely,
right.
But you know, the pandemic has definitely brought it front and center, the need and the importance of it. 66% of respondents to a LIMRA and Life Happens survey said that they felt that they understood life insurance better because of COVID.
Yeah.
They could, you know, see why it's needed. Another thing they noted was that 29% of consumers said they were more likely to buy life insurance than they were before the pandemic, because of hearing about that. And that's, you know, you talked about demographics earlier. They're seeing that across all demographics, younger or older ages, single, married, you know, kids, no kids, doesn't really matter. They're seeing just overall there's more interest. And, within True Stage during 2020, we saw a 51% increase in life insurance sales.
Wow.
And so certainly definitely a lot of interest and people following through on it. So it's not just we're interested, but we're seeing people follow through and actually purchasing life insurance there.
Wow. What a stat. That is very telling indeed that it's so top of mind now, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. So effective insurance products and financial services, they must be customer centric, obviously. So how can credit unions ensure the products that they offer are the right match for the members that they serve? This sounds like a moving target type of thing here.
Sure. Well, you know, in our eyes, a lot of it comes down to working with the right partner, Mike. Yeah. Someone who has the right processes in place and the right products available to really meet the needs of their members. And so, you know, some of the keys that we look at is, you know, a process that really focuses on who the member is protecting, you know, really get back to the why of it. And so, you know, when you look at TruStage, for example, we really try to keep the beneficiary as a key component of it throughout the process of reminding, you know, individuals, you're not buying this for you right now. You're buying it for the people that you might leave behind, your loved ones, your family. And so really keeping them at the heart of it. Another thing that's a big focus for us and that you know, credit unions should think about is help members to see that life insurance is probably more cost effective than they think. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, help them to see that there's a way to fit it into their budget. And so that might be through tools that really focus on what can you afford? And we'll tell you how much coverage then, what can you afford to spend per month?
Yeah,
we'll tell you how much coverage you can get then and the different types of insurance and how that might fit your circumstance. So really trying to tailor it to the member in that way.
Gotcha.
Another big piece is educating consumers through the channels that they prefer. And so, you know, a credit union member, some of them might want to really, they're tech savvy and they prefer to just do the whole process out on the web. Others might say, you know, I want someone to help me through the process. And so I want to have a licensed agent that I can talk to and that can answer my questions and help clear up any confusion that I have. Yeah, absolutely. And so so that's important. And then we think, you know, just really, we think it's important to find a partner who can deliver a quick and easy process. Simple products that are easy for their members to understand. It's a process, you know, that hopefully doesn't require a medical exam for their members and that, you know, they can have an instant decision while they're either on the phone with the rep or online to get it. They don't have to wait a couple of weeks to find out, was I approved or not? If it's top of mind for them, let's, you know, find a process where your member can get coverage immediately. And then finally is just, you know, a partner who really focuses on that member or consumer point of view, you know, a partner who really takes time to understand how do individuals think about the process and what's important to them and how do we make it a simple process from their seat. Right. So those are things that we would encourage credit unions to think about as they're looking for a partner.
Yeah. I want to go back to the process part of it because I mean, we all talk about how complicated like the mortgage lending process is or an auto lending. So how does it compare to life insurance here? Cause I mean, it would be wonderful. I mean, like what was the Rocket Mortgage thing? You just press a button, boom, hey, I got a house, you know? So is it something like that where, hey, you know, it's press a button or you kind of go through the options and boom, you're there. Cause I mean, like you said, the easier it is, the more approachable and the more successful it will be.
Absolutely, Mike. You know, that's a great point. And you know, it's going to vary by who you partner with. Yeah. But at TruStage, you know, something that's important for us is we make it real simple. So if you go out on the web, you can get all the way from starting the process to done in probably 10 minutes.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay.
No, yeah. So it's not something that's going to be a long process. I mean, there's plenty of material out there to educate you if you have questions and that you can take the time to go through it. But if you know what you're looking for and what you're going after, mm-hmm. it's a simple process. We focus on instant decision is really something that we emphasize. And so that you know right there if you were approved or not. So
yeah, see, that's another message that needs to get out there. It's like, hey, this doesn't have to take all day. It can take 10 minutes if you're prepared right.
Right, exactly. And you know, with the website 24/7 access, you can do it when it's convenient for you. You know, we've got call centers that are open into the evening and on the weekends to help consumers as well. But yeah, we definitely want to meet the member where they are.
Exactly. That's the way we got to do these days for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Kevin. Anything else to add here to wrap up? I mean, this is such top of mind stuff now. So it's great that we address it and get it out there.
Yeah, no, thanks and appreciate the time and a chance to just talk about what we're seeing out in the industry right now.
Indeed, sir. All right, Kevin, I'll let you get back to work. I know you got a lot on your plate, so I don't want to keep you from your job, but thanks for the time as always.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to talk to you.